Welcome to the Dr. April Jasper Show, relevant conversations for business owners of today. We are proud to be sponsored by Zeiss. Zeiss has been a partner in our practice for so many years. We appreciate all of their innovation, their attention to bringing us new products to bring value to our patients. We're thrilled to have our new OCTA with the Cirrus 6000 in our practice. It has already been a tremendous asset to our practice. Our patients love it. Now is the time to invest in technology. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. April Jasper Show. And Allison and I are super excited to have this lovely background. As you can tell, it is winding down the year of 2024. And so as we have this awesome Christmas background, we're just excited to be able to have another conversation with you. And it's called For Students by Students.
That's
so
right.
So Allie brings questions to me from her fellow students, and some of them you've sent in to us. So we really appreciate that. And we're excited to have that conversation again. So Allie doesn't really prepare me. And I love that because then we're just authentic. So Allison, tell us, what is a question that you want to talk about today?
So I know this is going to be a loaded one. It's probably going to take up a couple of episodes of our series we got going on because it's just extremely loaded. You basically wrote an entire book about it. But basically, the biggest question was, how do you go about starting a private practice?
Okay. Well, you know, last time, well, one of the past, and if you, everybody that goes back and reads the book, listens to the podcast, you can go back and hear others that we've done. And Allie did ask me in the past what type of practice that people should go into. And really the summary of that was whatever you want to, just don't put yourself in a place where you can't change your mind.
Right. Yeah.
So now we roll into, okay, let's say we chose private practice.
Yep.
The question is, where do we get started?
Yes.
All right. So you're right. That is going to be something I think we should talk about over a few episodes. So we'll start very general. And I think the first thing is to think about, where do you want to be location wise?
Okay.
So obviously we have a different scenario. Mm-hmm. You and I are mom and daughter.
Yes.
And so I have a practice and you will be able to roll into it if you want to. But what if you and Kyle decided you wanted to live in Texas or you wanted to live in Oklahoma or somewhere else? So the first thing to determine is, where do you want to practice?
Okay.
Now the next thing, and this happened actually with Dad and I, because what happened with us, and people that know our story have heard this before, but it is relevant. We were in, so we're from West Palm Beach.
Right.
Allie knows this. You guys don't all know this. And so Daddy was born here and I grew up here. And so we decided that we wanted to come back to West Palm. I did my residency in Boston and then moved to Tallahassee, where Dad went to finish college and finished his degree. That's where I practiced in commercial practice. So I had the Walmart Vision Centers there that I practiced in. And then we decided after Aiden was born, so he's just, I mean, honestly, we'd been wanting to move back anyway, but he's just tiny. And we decided we wanted to be back in West Palm. So now you go, okay, I want a private practice. I want to be in West Palm Beach. How do you go about that?
Right. Like, so, you just start contacting people. I don't like,
that
feels like it would be a lot of work and kind of sketchy maybe.
Or do you open your own?
Right. Which is also a ton of work.
So you could do any of those, but what we decided to do, and I did have the help of a consultant who is not around in business anymore. She's off doing other things, but she was fabulous. And I called her up and I said, what should I do? Same as you're asking me.
Okay.
And I even asked friends that lived here, do you know of any place that's for sale? Could I buy a practice? Should I open a practice?
Okay.
And the word I was getting from everyone I knew that was still here was, no, don't come back. There's nothing here.
Oh.
And so I still
do.
I said, I don't care. I want to come home. And so we were going to move anyway. So I actually sent a letter out to everyone in practice within, let's see, how did we do it? Within 50 miles of where we wanted to live.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
I know that's a big area.
That's a huge radius.
Right. And as you know, I never want to drive a distance anymore like you're doing every day for school.
Yeah, actually 50 miles is my drive, actually. Yeah, that's funny.
That's not doable. And when you guys were born and we were in Tallahassee, mm-hmm. I had to drive 20 minutes each way to work every day. And I just said, I'm done with this.
Yeah.
Anyway, so backtrack. Let's go back. So then we sent out a letter.
Okay.
And the letter basically said, if you're interested in associate or selling your practice,
okay,
or a partnership, please let me know. And so we sent out, I don't know, David would have to help me remember. You're good with numbers. I don't know. I think we sent out probably 50 or 75 letters. There were that many people within that radius. And we got responses from 20. I know.
Just from letters.
So here you go. An opportunity that you don't know exists because people think, here's my earrings. They remind me to think outside the box.
Yeah.
And so if you think outside the box, then what you'll actually determine is that there's all kinds of opportunity you never knew existed.
Right. Yeah.
But we get so caught up, and that's why I love our background, because it's the creative department that we're in.
Yeah.
And we want you to be creative in your thinking. Mm-hmm. And if you always think inside the box, you'll never be able to accomplish anything new and amazing. But we stepped out and said, we're going to do something different. Mm-hmm. So we reached out to all these people, got all these responses, started to have conversations.
Oh my gosh. And then you just decided to narrow it down based on certain criteria, probably like location and stuff like that.
That is the next thing. I'm glad you brought that up. So now you look at these practices and you're tempted to think it's all about money. So that's the thing I would caution you not to do, is not to make your decision based on the one that looks like it's the most financially viable.
Okay.
So that's important. You don't want to buy a practice that's dying. And what a lot of doctors did, and so if you're a doctor in practice listening to this, mm-hmm. keep in mind, students should go to a practice that has technology. That's what they want. And I think that's a good thing. So buy the technology and have it ready for them. But the other thing is, instead of going just for the practice that looks like it's making the most money,
right.
mm-hmm. there is a way to look for potential. So you can look for the practice where the doctor's been practicing consistently. You don't want to buy a practice where they're only working 2 days a week, because True. You think, well, there's a lot of potential. If I just work 5 days a week, then I'll have that much money times 2.5. It doesn't work that way. Okay. You can't just build a practice overnight. It takes time. And so you do need them to have a specific amount of business they're bringing in. Okay. And we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
But the real determining factor in my mind, and I still believe that to this day, is you want to buy a practice that has the same culture, the same heart, the same belief
right.
about how mm-hmm. to treat patients that you do.
Right.
And so that's for people listening that know that I looked at their practice back then. It doesn't mean you had a bad practice. It doesn't mean you had bad culture. It means that I found the best fit for me. And I didn't think about that process when I was first going down this road.
Okay.
It took me going through interviews and talking to people and really going back to, I don't like the way they run this business. This isn't me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's not who I am. And so when patients come in and now you have to transition from one doctor to a new one.
If it's completely different, then the patients will notice.
They might leave. Oh. They might go look for someone who's better because they don't have to come see that doctor.
Yeah.
There's no guarantee that those patients are going to stay with you.
Oh, wow.
And so when you look for a practice, I think it's important to take your time. Talk to the doctors talk to the owners, talk to the people that are there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then one of the other things we did is I actually worked in the practice. So the doctor that I bought the practice from, he said, you know what, April, why don't you just come work in the practice? I'm going to go on vacation. And vacation wasn't a vacation for fun. He went on mission trips every year.
Oh, that's right. That's
so
right.
He went on a mission trip for 2 weeks, left me in charge of the practice.
Have fun.
Yeah. It was brilliant though, because it gave me a chance to be able to see, what is this practice like?
Right.
Would I be able to function in this practice? Do I like the people? Do I like the atmosphere, the culture? And it doesn't have to be perfect.
No.
Trust me, it wasn't.
Yeah, not every person is the same.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But once you go and look at different offices and you mm-hmm. see what people do in different practices, you'll get an idea. And as a student, I would encourage you guys to do that. Don't just go and see the patients.
But get an idea of what's happening around you. Look right. at what you love about what they're doing and get a sense for how they treat people. Because I think that's really important when you're looking at how to begin. And that's if you're going to buy a practice. But right. now if you're going to start a practice cold, that's a whole bunch of work. That's a whole different conversation. And that's probably something you want someone to help you with.
Yeah, for sure.
But that goes back to looking at demographics. So technically you need about 6,000 people in the area to create a business, to create a practice.
Okay.
So you can get demographics, believe it or not, from a realtor. You can get it from a bank.
Okay.
You can get demographics, meaning how many people are in the area. You can right. get reports. You can mm-hmm. order them. That's actually not as difficult anymore. In my day, forget about it. It was the phone book and it was, you know.
And mailing letters. Yeah, now it's probably not mailing letters anymore.
Good point. Good point. It's probably an email and then you connect with other means. But yeah, you're right. So that's the first thing is look at where you want to be.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then once you establish where you want to be, then you can send out that information. Ideally, you don't move there until you have an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, we knew what we wanted and we were going to move no matter what. And I knew right. I'd find something and we did. But that may not be the best advice for me to give other people.
Think before you do it. Okay. Just think before
plan.
You do it.
Think and plan. I'm a planner now. But I think that was one of the biggest things was just know where you want to practice. That's the first thing. And then be aware of the fact that if you decide you want to move to San Diego or you want to live in LA, you want to live in even, I guess you could say West Palm Beach, your cost of living is going to be higher. And
yeah.
and Dad and I will talk about that in another episode that we're going to do in a few minutes. But your cost of living will be higher. So you kind of need to be aware of how much money you need to make as well.
Right. Yeah.
That's going to be a big determining factor because when you do the math, and it's no different than doing a spreadsheet right now where you look at, can I afford to buy a car?
Right.
When you look at mm-hmm. your budget, you have to look at what is the cost going to be to buy this practice?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's going to be an expense.
Yeah.
And then you have to look at what is the income that I need to generate to pay that off and be able to pay myself so that I can pay my bills.
Yeah.
And so when you look at where you want to go, I say choose where you want to go, but you need to choose where you want to go also based on, is it going to be financially the best place right. for me?
Is it going to work? Yeah.
And then I would say, you know, for us, we went to Tallahassee first for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Dad needed to finish school because he put that all on hold for me. So that was important. But in a business mind, that's probably not the best move
okay.
because of the fact that we spent 6 years building a business that we didn't stay in.
Ooh,
and so I yeah. think if I were looking back at it, maybe a better move for me would have been to be in some sort of a business, a practice that would have had a way to pay back my loans.
Oh, yeah.
And live on a little less money and let them pay back my loans. So at least I'm accomplishing a couple of things since I'm not going to be building a business
right.
to stay there. So that's the other thing to think about. Or if you're in a place that you know is temporary, if you're in a situation like Dad and I were in, then go for the job that's going to give you the most experience and the most money, because that'll help you to be able to generate revenue, pay off your debt,
right.
and then you'll be able to move into where you want to actually practice and build your business. We are thrilled to have CooperVision as a sponsor of our show. CooperVision is a global leader in contact lenses, serving eye care professionals and lens wearers in over 130 countries with the widest range of prescription options. CooperVision can be trusted to have a contact lens that meets your vision, lifestyle, and budget needs. From 1 day to 1 month replacement lenses, there are lenses for most prescriptions in any lifestyle or budget. CooperVision brings us the first and only soft contact lens designed for myopia control and FDA approved to slow the progression of myopia in age-appropriate children. Thank you to CooperVision for living your mission to provide innovative products to help millions of people see better each day.
Okay.
So I know that's kind of not all on the topic.
No,
but
yeah. I mean, you covered a couple of extra things in there, though, because I never would have really thought about, because, you know, you kind of think you just want to start. You want to just start the hit the ground running, just start that private practice
right.
if you want it. And, you know, but thinking about the fact that you could have spent that time to pay off some of that loan debt, that's really crucial, especially with today. It's just getting
yeah.
higher and higher for us students. It's a little stressful sometimes.
And if you want to do a residency that has a loan payback, that's something to think about, too.
That's true. Yeah.
Some of the residencies do that. So Those are the things you're going to do prior to picking your location. Right. And then when you choose your location, your area, just be aware that if you choose an area that's busy and it's overpopulated and there's tons of optometrists there, you just are basically deciding that you may not make as much money.
Right.
And you may have a long drive. A lot of doctors in some of those areas are commuting a long distance.
Yeah.
So you need to be thinking about what you want that commute to be like as well. And think about, where am I going to live and raise a family and have a business?
Right.
So those are the things you want to start thinking about. And maybe you'd be willing to practice in a rural area.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not everybody is blessed to have our situation where they can go. And I remember being a student and seeing the students that had a practice they were just going to walk into. And being so jealous, not in a bad way. You can be jealous and happy for you, but I wish I had that too.
Right, right. Definitely.
And yet it works out. Mm-hmm. So it's not like it's not going to work out. You just have to have a plan.
Right.
So that's what I would end with on this one. When you ask the question, how do you start a private practice? I think the first thing is to think about, what is your budget? How much do you want to make? Where do you want to raise your family? And then, where do I want that practice to be? And then we talked about that first step. Reach out to the people in that area, because they may not be advertising.
Right.
They probably don't have an ad out there saying, I'm looking to sell my practice.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you want to jump in as an associate with a timeline to buy, to purchase, that's an option for a lot of practices as well.
Okay.
And that will be something you can do, as opposed to just jumping in and saying, I want to buy right now.
Right.
So lots of options. Keep your options open, and you can start thinking about spaces and places that you want to be right now.
That's awesome.
Thank you guys for joining us. And I hope you'll stick around, because obviously, you know, that is not everything.
That's just the beginning.
How to start or buy a private practice.